Welcome back to the second part of this evening's Story Boo. Now, at the end of the...
Story.
At the end of the first half, there was an argument. You might have heard it. The argument was whether there was going to be a second half. But in the end, I think you decided there would be a second half. Is that right? Why did you decide there would be a second half? Did you just have any special reason? Or were you interested in the story? Okay, I think we'll just carry on with the story, because that's a difficult question. Anyway, the two guys, the elephant and the huge hippopotamus, were causing a lot of trouble from Sesame Street when they came into our house. So I was in love with the elephant because of the way he lifted me up on his back. But Rebel was not at all very happy about the hippopotamus. He actually tried to bite the hippopotamus's tail and run away. I think he was hoping that the hippopotamus would run after him. But I can tell you that if the hippopotamus started running, he would have knocked the whole kitchen down because he was so big. Do you know how big the hippopotamus actually was?
What?
He was as big as 20 of you joined together. And he was even a small hippopotamus. You've got a bit of a cold, have you?
Like you.
Like me. The two of us have colds. Yeah.
But Mama does it. But if we cough on Mama, she will have a cough too. And then we'll be triplets.
Triplets of coughing? I don't think that's a great idea.
Why?
Do you want to do that?
Why? Why not?
Three of us being miserable. Would that be nice?
Why not?
All right. Well, I don't think... I'll leave that to you to ask her if she'd like that idea. I don't think she'd like that idea.
Neither, kind of.
Okay, look. Rebel bit the hippopotamus's tail. The hippopotamus turned around, but the hippopotamus had only one thing he really wanted, and he wasn't going to be distracted by anybody's dog. You know what the hippopotamus really wanted?
What?
You know why he was in the house? Because hippopotamuses only love one thing when they're from Sesame Street.
What?
They love vanilla ice cream. I was being distracted by the elephant. The elephant was giving me rides. And while I was getting a ride, the hippopotamus went over very slowly to the fridge and opened the door. The hippopotamus pulled at the door. Rebel growled. He growled and then he barked. The hippopotamus stopped and had a look. I think the hippopotamus was thinking he would jump on top of Rebel to keep him quiet. But Rebel moved very quickly to the other side of the room and barked again. The hippopotamus went back to the fridge and started to put his teeth around the handle. And then Rebel ran at the hippopotamus. He just ran straight in to the bottom of the hippopotamus. Now, hippopotamuses are enormous creatures, but they have a very sensitive bottom. And when a little dog runs into their bottom, they get a huge shock. I can tell you, the hippopotamus actually jumped off the ground. He actually left a dent on the floor, and he let go of the fridge. I turned around, and I saw the fridge door open, and I said, "Hippopotamus! No looking in the fridge." The hippopotamus turned around. The hippopotamus looked at the elephant. And the two creatures from Sesame Street turned around and they walked back out to the front door. I thought they didn't look very happy. I had got a little bit fed up of all the trouble in the kitchen. I don't like it when Rebel barks. And I knew that Rebel